happened over the past 2 weeks, unless you've been living under a rock, it has dominated all the headlines, and I think it's a huge event. I wrote about this a while ago, and I'm talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, I've always wanted to speak about this topic, but you know, events are moving so fast. It can be overtaken by time. Like right now, I know Russia have invaded Ukraine. There's a battle for Kiev right now. When I was about to write, I was about to record this, rumors were that Russia are going to invade Ukraine. So I just said to halt it, just in case it becomes, you know, irrelevant. But now it has happened, and the invasion, it's a full-scale invasion. And it's really bad. Now, I'm not here to take sides. I'm not here to justify war. I'm not here to, you know, condemn or, you know, praise either of the parties. I'm just talking about what GS is showing. As I wrote earlier, it was a grim image, and everyone saw that Putin was up to something. The images show the ammunition, a lot of ammunition just at the border of Russia and Ukraine, and Russia is slowly advancing. I mean, right now, I think, according to some sources, that Kiev, the battle is not yet done. Kiev, being the capital of Ukraine, is about to go down. And after that, it's over. Like, Russia has dominated and taken over Ukraine. This is really sad, and I hope that a solution is found quickly. But then just go look at the imagery, go to all these websites like BBC and Al Jazeera. They're using satellite imagery just to get an understanding of what exactly is going on. And it's a bad picture, and I just hope this comes to an end soon, because war is a bad thing. But this shows the need for GIS and space imagery to understand conflict, yeah? And many practitioners, many media personalities and scholars are actually looking at satellite imagery. This will go a long way in understanding conflicts. The same thing has been done in Ethiopia to understand the Tigrayan war, and the same thing that happened in Afghanistan to understand how the Taliban took over Kabul. And also the ongoing Israel versus Palestine conflict. The satellite imagery has played a huge role in just understanding these conflicts, and it will keep on doing that for the next, I don't know how many years. And I'm really glad it's getting better and better, especially now with machine learning. So that's it for me. Just share your thoughts on how, or what you think is going on, and what role satellite imagery is playing to understand this conflict, because this conflict is going to be a game changer in satellite imagery understanding a conflict. So that's it for me. Comment suggestion on what I've missed. And yes, that's it. Enjoy your week, and see you in the next 2 weeks, hopefully. Take care.